When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, buddy, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Good morning. We're back.
We're back. We took a month off.
Oh, yeah.
Summer vacation.
Rejuvenated.
Did you do anything fun?
We partied a lot.
Oh, my God, we did.
We partied a whole lot, and there's still partying to happen.
Yachts. We went to Miami.
A lot of yacht rocking. A lot of FaceTiming Mr. Gonzo.
Our producer, that's not allowed to speak on the air because he's contractually blocked from participating in the show. The show's all about professional wrestling.
Great call.
A lot of good stuff in the last month, man. We missed out on a lot. I was traveling. I'm traveling again at the end of August, but my wife and I went to Jamaica for a week. Mm-hmm. Very relaxing.
I really wish you came back with Rose.
Oh, I really wanted to. My hair wasn't long enough, and I didn't have the ladies on the beach showing up this time. This was a very secluded, private area.
Oh, yeah?
Very nice. Nobody was allowed, except for the guy that was selling cocaine.
Okay.
In the boat, in the shells.
Oh, yeah, is there? You were telling me about that.
That guy's apparently allowed, but nothing else is allowed there. Yeah. No, man, it was a nice little break, but a lot happened in the world of professional wrestling. We're on our way to SummerSlam. This card on paper looks fantastic.
Yes.
Okay? Execution, who the hell knows? We got to watch it. But
yeah,
I was comparing it with MG on Observer Live on Sunday to last year's card in Detroit. He was at the one in Detroit. So was Suncast, our other producer.
Yeah.
And it was not a great card on paper. Now, I don't remember the show. I don't remember how I felt at that moment.
Did we do something? Did we hang out? Did we party too hard?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. It's SummerSlam, so maybe.
Yeah.
But... My daughter was sick.
Okay.
Yes. My daughter was sick then, so we didn't do anything.
Yeah.
That was a crazy month, dude. That was a wild month. But on paper, this looks fantastic, this show.
You want to quickly go through it?
Well, let's go through Raw, because Raw set up a ton of this, right? And you know, Raw was a bunch of great segments and a bunch of matches that was whatever. That's how I saw it last night. I don't know if you felt that way. I don't know if the audience felt that way. I'd love to know. Listen, we're participating with you guys tonight.
Yeah.
Or this morning. It's nighttime somewhere.
Sometime.
It was promos to build and a bunch of nothing matches.
Decent go home. Decent-ish go home.
All right, it was fine. It was a great segment with the Wyatt Six.
Yes. That's spooky.
A lot of spooky, but they took the masks off, so thank God they're not wrestling in those ridiculous things.
Yeah, well, they're gigantic.
Yeah. You want to go into the show?
Yeah, so Rollins comes out dressed like the Statue of Liberty.
He did dress up like the Statue of Liberty as a referee.
Gives his referee instructions to CM Punk and Drew McIntyre. He just wants them to listen to him. May or may not enforce countdowns or DQs. But he made it clear he was in charge. So that kind of adds an interesting element to it, you know? So, like, they're basically wrestling at the whim of Seth Rollins this weekend.
You see it coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all see what's going to happen. They're going to do the Shawn Michaels, Undertaker, Bret Hart spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because one is a Shawn Michaels guy, one's a Bret Hart guy. And you know, Drew, you know, he's tall.
He's the Undertaker.
And he has the hair.
He's the Undertaker.
So the question would be, because CM Punk in that promo goes to him and he says, I don't want your help.
Right.
Right? And I thought it was ridiculous because Seth Rollins comes out, he does this whole thing, goes, bring these two idiots out. Bring these morons out here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess he's the face, but nobody likes anybody.
I think
none of them like each other.
I do feel like Seth is going to go full heel.
Okay, so he swings and he hits Drew, and he ends up helping Punk win after Punk said, "I don't want your help."
Yeah.
Is that how they do it? And Drew's whole thing is, look, you needed two people to beat me.
Right. I think that makes sense.
Or does he swing and miss it, hit Punk?
Do we need Seth Rollins versus Punk?
Yeah, it's going to happen. That was a match. That was a match for WrestleMania.
It's very interesting. I think they're going to do a three-way first.
You think they'll do it? Well, yeah. They would have. If it's a swing and a miss on Drew, then I would say yes.
Yeah, three-way.
Definitely
shenanigans.
Dude, great stuff. That promo was great. You know, they brought up the line where, during an interview, Seth Rollins prior, when CM Punk was kind of leaving AEW, but he was still there, you know, he said, "We don't need him. Mm-hmm. I don't like him."
Yeah.
And they brought that up in the promo.
Very good.
Fantastic stuff.
Very good stuff. Yeah. I think Seth was playing the long con.
The whole time?
On that one, yeah.
I don't know, man. You know, I love the in-between where you don't know if they're working. Like, you don't know their personal feelings. We don't know their personal feelings.
Yes.
I think a lot of people were WWE brainwashed.
Yeah.
Obviously, over the last decade or so, where this man is the big bad boogeyman, and we don't need him. We don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to do bad to you. He's having a time of his life right now. I mean, he hasn't really wrestled.
No. I want him. I kind of don't want him to wrestle. I don't want this guy getting hurt.
I mean, I saw him wrestle at that house show at the Garden. It was his second match back.
I want him to wrestle by proxy.
just stand around and do like one thing and that's it.
And move, yeah. Just like kind of like, you know how like the legends used to do?
Like... Yeah, like the Steve Austin run when he was a general manager.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. This was good. I thought this was a really good segment. I really enjoyed it. Judgment Day finds their clubhouse trashed. Everybody's assuming it was Liv Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Carlito said that the PS5 is broken. That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Creed Brothers defeated Akira Tozawa and Otis after Chad Gable tried to beat down Otis again, only to summon the Wyatt Six.
Yeah.
What? You know, this poor man, they shot him in the head. Yeah. They resurrected him.
Uh-huh.
Who knows who he is
now? They never addressed that.
No. I think what happened, they did the makeup too good.
Yes. Yeah. It did look like they shot him, which is bizarre.
Yeah, no question about it. You know?
Rowan comes out, Joe Gacy and Dexter Loomis, they all unmask, which, you know, you were saying, thank God they're not going to wrestle in those big masks.
Oh, thank God.
Loomis has a new look, and Gable, you know, he gets out of there.
Oh, yeah, Loomis's look. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It's wacky.
Yeah.
He has a big, long hair. That's what I should have come back with from Jamaica.
Big, long hair?
Big, blonde hair. Long, braided hair.
I think you'd look good blonde.
Like bleach blonde.
Bleach blonde. Platinum,
like a Ric Flair blonde?
Yeah. Like
with the dark eyebrows. I just have to look ridiculous.
Yeah, just the...
Joe Hendry blonde.
Yeah, just the hair. Just the hair. Yeah. Not the beard.
No. The beard has to stay.
But I do think, you know, Put some yellow in the...
Put some yellow here. Start huffing and puffing.
What are you doing? Midlife crisis, Andrew.
It's happening, dude. I almost bought the Corvette for my birthday. And I finally convinced myself not to at the end.
What's going to be the big purchase?
Dude, the middle age is kicking in. I'm thinking I need an SUV for the kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know? No sports car this time.
Get a big ass Escalade.
Oh no, I was looking at the GX, the Lexus.
Oh yeah,
the Land Cruiser.
There you go. Bronson Reed defeated Sheamus. Pete Dunne hits Sheamus with the what's it called? The Shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
Jey Uso defeats Carlito. Karrion Kross defeated Xavier Woods. Karrion Kross is another spooky guy.
Yo, Karrion Kross is another spooky guy.
They're the Satanics.
They're the Satanics. What did we say? They're the Satanics.
Uh-huh.
The other ones are the Spookies.
Yeah. And then you have like the cool
Spookies. And then Judgment Day. They're like the cool goths.
Yeah. They're like the cool goths.
A lot of spooky happening.
I don't mind spooky in wrestling.
Yeah. Liv burned Dominic merch. Okay. And promises to end her revenge tour at SummerSlam. I treated Dominic Mysterio like a man, but he's just Rhea Ripley's little bitch.
Ooh.
Great. You know, they turned this feud. I think people were going to be into this feud because Liv was, like, people always champion Liv.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, people want to see her do well. So when she started the feud with Rhea and Rhea got hurt, it really, people were like, well, man, what does that do to the program?
Right.
They've done amazing. They figured out, between CM Punk and Liv and Rhea Ripley, how to properly build a feud, even if you have someone hurt.
I agree with that 100%. And also, Raw and SmackDown have been consistent since you know who got the boot.
Yeah, it's been consistent. SmackDown more.
Yeah,
I would say SmackDown more over the last year, but Raw has really rejuvenated itself.
Oh yeah, it's gotten better.
It's gotten much better. My biggest problem with Raw still is the 3 hours.
Isn't that wild?
It's hard, man. It's really hard. Especially, listen, I think it's also an age thing. I'm gonna put that into play. I'm 40 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
If I was 20, would I be complaining as much for 3 hours? Yes. It's still ending at 11. It's not ending any later than it ever did.
No, I know that, but I feel like you always had a tighter show. When did they go through? When did they go to 3 hours?
Over a decade ago.
Were they longer? Have they been longer at 3 hours than they have been at 2 hours at this point?
No.
Because Raw started in 94, right?
93.
Okay.
2012. So 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah. 12 years, they've been 3 hours. It was episode 1000.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they're making a ton of money. They're never going to go back. Now they're saying, we don't even know when the show will end on Netflix. It could be 3 hours. It could be 2.5. It could be 2:15. It could be 4.
This
Who knows?
Like 8 hours, like a Dave Chappelle special. That's wild. Sami Zayn defeated Dominic Mysterio via disqualification. Judgment Day would interfere and beat down Sami. In the confusion, Braun Breaker attacks Sami. Great. That's a good setup.
Yo, I Braun Breaker needs to win that title. He's fantastic.
I think Sami needs to be elevated.
I want him, okay? Like, we know that the title belts are like, it's like the ring, right? And everybody turns into the Golem. Like, Bryan Danielson. You know what? This is the first time.
Everyone turns into the Golem.
They do. Like, Bryan Danielson starts hunching over every time, like, he's going for a title. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Braun Breaker, he just gets more and more like a Steiner.
Oh, yeah.
He just starts getting wackier and wackier.
Steiner's up.
He's huffing and puffing. He's barking.
You think he comes out with the mesh on...
God, I hope.
On the SummerSlam?
I hope.
I would love the mesh, but also the wrestling helmet.
Do
on,
all of it.
On top of the mesh.
On top of the singlets.
Yeah.
Just all the gimmicks. Just all of it.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm into it. Good stuff by Sami and Braun Breaker.
They played another Wyatt 6 video featuring Dexter Lumis. These like little interviews are pretty good. Sonya Deville, Shayna Baszler, and Zoe Stark defeated Lyra Valkyria, Kayden Carter, and Katana Chance. Damage Control came out, and they would fight off Sonya's trio. So it looks like we're going to get like Damage Control versus Sonya's people.
Did you see Shayna Baszler at Bloodsport?
No, I didn't.
Did you know it was in Brooklyn?
No, I did not.
I did not either.
Bad advice.
How do I? That is terrible of me. Listen, it's been a long month. I took off.
Yeah.
I did not. I should not have, I you know what, rightfully so, I should not have been on top of things the way I should have been. You know what I mean?
You should,
no. I should not have been on top of things how I am normally, because I took off for the month.
You're giving yourself
that I did
the grace
enough.
Of not being on top of things. That's
but
what you're saying.
If I had followed this, we would have gone to that show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That Bloodsport show looked fantastic. I mean, I caught it later, but
when
excellent
that, Saturday?
Stuff. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, no, we were busy on Saturday.
Oh, Sunday, I'm sorry, it was Sunday. We were very busy on Saturday.
Saturday was pretty rocking.
We had a huge party at my house. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Gunther defeated Finn Balor.
That's how we're saying his name.
Yep,
though.
Finn Balor. Gunther won the match with a sleeper hold and did not relinquish it. Priest came out to make the save, beat Gunther all over the ringside area to close the show. I'm pumped for SummerSlam.
Yeah, so am I. Next week. The debut of the Wyatt Six, Dexter Lumis, Joe Gacy, and Eric Rowan versus Chad Gable and the Creed Brothers.
Yep.
Dakota Kai versus Sonya Deville.
You want to go into SummerSlam?
Let's do it.
So, like you said, we opened the show by saying this is a great card on paper, and it really is. What a fantastic card. CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, special guest referee Seth Rollins. Who takes it?
You know, is this the match of the night? Let me ask that. It has to be, right?
It's not
the main event, obviously, but it is match of the night. Depending on how the match goes.
Cody and Solo, man. I feel like it's one of them. It's either one.
Yeah, this whole card looks great. You know, I don't know who should take this. I think the best thing would be Seth clobbers Drew with the chair, reminiscent of Sean, that match where Brett was a special guest referee.
Mm-hmm.
or misses, hits him. No, Sean was a special guest referee. I'm sorry. Mm. Misses, hits Drew. Punk gets the win, begrudgingly. Then they build whatever they're going to go into. I'm going to go there. Everybody looks good that way.
I think that there's going to be shenanigans. And
because Punk can't lose, really. Should he lose his first real match back? He has not had a singles match on TV. He had two house show matches, one in LA and one in New York. And then he had Royal Rumble.
I like your statement at the top of the show where you said Drew gets pinned, but it took two of you to beat me.
It took two of you to beat me.
I think shenanigans happen. I'm going to say Punk gets the win, and it sets up for a three-way somewhere down the line.
Yeah. Or it could be the opposite, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be the same exact story. He misses. He hits Punk. Punk loses. Yeah. You know what? Did he really lose? Not really. And he says, it took both of you to beat me. Yeah. You're in cahoots. This is a conspiracy.
I do think Seth is going to turn, though.
Turning heel.
We're going to get, like, bad boy Seth Rollins.
He's so much better as a heel.
He is.
But there's so many different ways you could go here. Mm-hmm. Either way, Seth has to screw somebody.
Yes. Either on purpose or by accident.
Either on purpose or by accident. I think if you play in the accident part, mm-hmm. it adds so much more to the story.
Yeah.
Just very much like it. All right, what else? IC title, Braun Breaker, Sami Zayn.
Give it to Braun.
It has to be Braun's moment. There is momentum there.
Yes, absolutely.
There's a tremendous amount of momentum there with him. Sometimes people just freaking have it, you know? And it's interesting to see that.
He is very explosive.
Very explosive. And there's so many other people that kind of have his gimmick, mm-hmm. but not him.
Not his explosiveness.
Not in his way, yeah.
The intensity is there.
Yeah.
And college athlete.
I love that while we're doing this, little behind the scenes notes. Our producer in our note format is on the fly, real time, giving us the weather update for SummerSlam. It's going to be 81 degrees, 50% chance of rain, scattered thunder showers throughout the afternoon.
Thunder showers.
What's the barometric? Is the barometric pressure dropping or rising? I need to know about that. Please find that right now and add it to the notes. How could you call yourself a weather expert?
Yeah, I thought you were a meteorologist.
Yeah, that's what he's been. No, he's just from a meteor.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, he's just from a meteor.
He appeared via meteor.
Yeah. He's like Alf. Save your cats, and if you lead them.
Oh, yeah, dude. He is from Melmac.
He is from Melmac.
We have the U.S. Championship. I'm looking forward to this match. Yo, Logan Paul.
Yes.
LA Knight.
LA Knight, he has to, at this point, it's time for him.
LA Knight takes it.
I speak about this all the time. You know, I was at that house show in December-ish.
Yeah,
it was December-ish of 2023 at the Garden. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to, maybe it was January 2024 or February, whatever it was. He was supposed to, whatever the match was, it was supposed to be him and Bray.
Right.
In that, they were going to do another lights out match at the Garden. And, you know, Bray wasn't well, so he wasn't on the show. When he just came out to do nothing,
mm-hmm.
that building filled with kids, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old boys, going berserk for him. That was the beginning. And every time I've gone to a show, he has barely wrestled. He's only shown up and peeked his head in every mm-hmm. time I'm at the Garden. And the crowd explodes. He gets the biggest reaction. Now it's time. You know, you've waited almost a year to do something.
Yeah.
Now you got to do it. Logan Paul, where does he go from here? I don't know. He could go anywhere. He doesn't need a title.
I think he gets elevated and he starts feuding with
Cody?
Damian Priest.
Oh, him and Damian. Okay, you could do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
No, but you could flip him. You could do whatever, right? I know. It's but it doesn't matter. He could go away for a little bit and come back and challenge for something else.
Come back.
You think they'll put the world title on him?
Oh, yeah.
You think they're going to?
I think they'll put that.
One of them?
I think they'll put the Damian Priest belt on him.
Yeah, I can see that.
At some point.
Yeah.
Either maybe WrestleMania, maybe after WrestleMania.
You could do a lot. You could put the IC title on him. You could put that title on him. What if he goes to NXT? Wins the NXT title?
Ooh, he's never won Money in the Bank, right?
No. So he can win Money in the Bank?
I think he wins Money in the Bank.
That'd be great, too.
Cashes in somewhere.
Very talented. I outside of the personal issues people have with him.
Yes.
I don't know much about his personal life. I don't follow his show.
Right.
Just as a wrestler, great heat magnet.
Well, great heat magnet. Would you be upset as a fan if they put that title on Logan Paul?
The world title?
Yeah.
Listen, I view things very differently. Mm-hmm. As a fan, if I'm a fan, I'm going to say he doesn't deserve it. It goes on someone that is more deserving, that is there every day, and that's the workhorse. As a business decision, yeah, hell yeah, you do.
You right. Yeah.
As a marketing and business decision, you definitely do it.
I think people relented on their bad vibes toward the guy once they saw how talented he is in the ring.
He got more slack.
Yeah.
That he got a little bit more slack on that thing. Yeah. Very talented guy. LA Knight for sure.
LA Knight. No, yeah, I'm going with LA Knight. Women's Championship, Bayley versus Nia Jax. Remember, Tiffany Stratton still has the briefcase.
Yeah.
Who do you think takes this? Do you think Tiffany cashes in on Bayley?
Is it a good time for Tiffany to cash in? Because she is starting to get over.
Yes.
You know, she's really good. But is it too early? I'm going to say it's a little too early for the cash in. You could tease it. I would say it's a little too early.
Well, this...
There was a cash in at SummerSlam last year.
Well, technically also, if you look at this card, this could be the changing of the guard. Bron Breakker getting the IC belt. LA Knight getting the US title.
Yeah.
Let's say Tiffany Stratton cashes in.
Oh, you know what? Interesting way to look at it.
Tiffany Stratton cashes in, gets that women's championship. Liv retains, right? That's the next match.
Okay, so you think Liv retains?
I think Liv retains.
With some sort, something.
I think Dom does the full turn on Rhea.
I think Dom goes to help Rhea, but really is helping Liv.
Okay.
You know, smart, does one of those.
Yeah.
Whatever this movement is that I just did represents Dominic
sliding in a chair,
sliding in something into the ring,
sliding in a chair, sliding.
I saw a briefcase. I saw a Halliburton.
Okay.
Yeah. And a cell phone. Oh my God. It's the Dangerous Alliance. Oh. It's Paul Heyman.
That could also have been a cookie sheet.
A cookie sheet.
Sliding in the cookie sheet.
Or the lid of a garbage can.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sliding it in.
Or I'm just putting in something in my oven.
There you go. This is going to be interesting. I do think Liv retains. Next up, you have WWE World Championship Damian Priest versus Gunther. Listen, if we go by the changing of the guard thing, I can see them put that belt on Gunther. Gunther's been hot.
Priest is coming off more and more like a babyface.
Yes.
Because he's so goddamn likable.
Yes.
I know I have a couple mutual friends with him.
Yes.
Handful of them. And they, nothing, I don't know Damian, but...
Right.
Everybody says what a tremendous person that man is. And what a story for him. Local New York City indie wrestler.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You look at his before and afters from when he started wrestling to what he looks like today.
Yeah.
This is a great example of if you put in the work and you work hard and you're consistently really good, you will be rewarded
for
everything you've done. Gunther is another one.
Yeah.
Okay? Another great guy. Look at him in the beginning of his career. He worked hard every single step of the way.
Yeah.
WXW champion. Didn't really want to come over to the States.
Right.
NXT UK champion finally comes over, and he put in so much work that he got rewarded.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knocked Jinder Mahal about this.
Mm-hmm.
Jinder left, came back, looked like $1 million, and he was rewarded.
Yeah.
I love that Jinder run. I thought it was great because you know what?
You and I both, brother, were the only ones.
We were the only ones. Yeah. I mean, listen, I think now people appreciate, like, if the chat, I mean, the chat will probably add to this, but Ken actually said Dangerous Dominic Mysterio. Love him to come out with Heyman ponytail.
Yeah.
You look at the guy and you're like, I don't care about work rate. It was a captivating story.
Yeah.
Foreign menacing heel comes in, shocks the world, wins the title. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
Worked.
Listen, you going with Gunther or Damian?
Here's the thing. If there's no cash in on that Bayley match, right, I'm going to go with Finn costing Damian the title.
Okay.
No, you're going to get... Yeah, see, that's the thing.
This might be the end of Judgment Day.
Is this the end of Judgment Day where, you know, Dominic brings in Liv, kicks out Rhea... Finn affects the outcome of Damian's match. I'm fantasy booking. I'm having fun here.
Right.
I do know the finish of some of these matches. Nothing I'm saying is reflecting on that. Mm-hmm. Everything is reflecting on how I personally feel.
Right.
Except for the CM Punk Drew McIntyre match. They have to do that. I don't know if they're going to do that. I'm just, I'm manifesting that exact finish because I see it in my head, mm-hmm. and I really want to relive that match.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
The Undertaker and Bret Hart match.
So if there's no cash in by Tiffany Stratton, you're saying Damian Priest will retain.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Or do you have two shenanigans in Judgment Day matches? I mean, does that matter?
I don't think it matters. I think that would be fun. Again, it is SummerSlam. Damn.
And also, remember, we are booking Vince McMahon style. You can't do this if you do this. If you do this, you can't do this. You know, we're booking that way. I don't... Everything is so unpredictable now with pro wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, great example, that 60-minute match.
Yeah.
Right? That they had. Everybody was convinced it was going to be a draw, mm-hmm. and people weren't upset about it.
Right, right.
And then they pulled that rug under you. They said, no.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Really good stuff. I'm going Gunther.
You're going Gunther. I'm going to go Damien. I'll flip on that.
I'm going to go Gunther.
All right.
Cody Rhodes versus Solo Sikoa. Again, there's the danger there of the changing of the guard and putting the belt on Solo. Or
I don't see that happening, but...
Or do we get a big Roman Reigns spear?
I would... If you're going to do it, this is a pretty good moment to
Roman
do it, right?
Because
that bloodline story, you know, it peaks and valleys. Right, we're not in a peak right now.
Yeah,
we're closer to a valley because it's slowed down a little bit. You're mm-hmm. waiting for the next thing to drop.
Yeah,
Paul Heyman is a variable.
Yes,
the Usos are a variable,
mm-hmm.
and of course Roman Reigns. Is this when he shows up?
I think we get the return of Roman.
Then, tremendous stuff.
We get. This is going to be extreme fantasy booking right now. You ready?
Yeah.
We get the return of Roman.
Okay.
Solo wins the belt. And the feud is Roman saying, hey, buddy, hand the belt to me.
To your tribal chief.
To your tribal chief.
But he's the tribal chief now.
Right. So do you start that now? Is Cody with the belt? Like, do you get that belt off him now?
I don't know how they'll do this. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested to see how they do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Cody should not drop that title.
He shouldn't drop the title, right?
Right. He shouldn't. So Cody has to win.
Mm-hmm.
You include Roman in this.
Right.
But the disrespect from Solo and his crew has mm-hmm. been crazy.
Right.
So does Roman turn into a babyface? I don't really want to see that. I want to see Roman as what he's been doing.
So at some point, do we get Solo, Tama Tonga, Tongaloa, and Jacob Fatu versus Roman, the Usos, and The Rock?
Well, you know, you have one more bloodline member.
Hikaleo?
Nope.
Or Zilla.
Sami Zayn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's an Us. He's an honorary Samoan.
I would pop very hard if all of a sudden they announce like the fourth guy
and it's him.
It's Sami Zayn.
You know what? What a great way. You know, mm-hmm. we have War Games coming up in November.
Yeah.
That match, okay, has to be Bloodline Civil War.
Yes.
Has to be.
Absolutely.
Has to be. You know, sometimes things are handed to this company mm-hmm. on a silver platter.
Okay? I agree with that. But sometimes they drop the platter
effing floor. Not sometimes. Most of the time.
Yeah, most
of the time, they will drop that platter right on the floor and go, I don't know what to do now. I can't put it back together.
I don't know what to do with Bullet Club. I don't know what to do with Broken Matt Hardy.
Yeah. Bullet Club, Broken Matt Hardy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in the Vortex.
Y'all go in the Vortex.
It's happening. The Invasion.
The Invasion. There you go. Uh-oh.
The NWO, Eric Bischoff.
Guys, for those that don't know, we've been talking about wrestling for over 10 years on the radio internet waves.
2011.
And do not bring up the Invasion around Andrew.
The corporate ministry? Who's the higher power?
Higher power, yeah.
You know what? Historically now, could it have been anybody else? I'm telling you who it should have been. You know who it should have been.
Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, it should have been the Ultimate Warrior. 1997, he sent that contract to him. December 97, it was a 5-year deal. Warrior takes that contract in an alternate universe, mm-hmm. and we get the higher power.
Talk about huffing and puffing.
Just losing it.
Absolutely.
And you know how it ends? It culminates with Hulk Hogan returning after WCW closes, mm-hmm. and that is the last match for Warrior. Great. What a wonderful send-off. They can't do it because they deal with maniacs.
Yes.
Everybody's a maniac in that business. And sometimes things derail.
I think we would have gotten, if that happened, we would have gotten a really sick Austin Ultimate Warrior match.
Ken in our chat room goes, I would have paid big money to watch Ultimate Warrior and The Undertaker sprint. Oh, man, that stupid heart is covering.
Sprint to the ring to dramatic goth music.
Yeah, oh, man, can you imagine?
I think, listen, I feel like an Austin versus Higher Power Ultimate Warrior would have been amazing, and it takes five stunners to put him down.
I don't care how terrible that match would be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how terrible that man is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that cartoon character.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Not Jim Hellwig, the human being, the cartoon character.
Imagine those promos between Austin and Ultimate Warrior.
I can't. There's no words of there's no coherent words coming out.
No, from both of them.
From both of them.
I feel like they both
They're the Higher Power.
What was his what was his workout thing he would talk about?
He would do 15 pounds.
I almost said eugenics, but that is not what he was doing.
45, I think it was 45 sets of 45 with 15 pound weights.
No. He called it something. He called that like his like mantra of working out something.
Okay.
Somebody has to know
this. Yeah, somebody's got to know this. You ever watch the training videos where he's just yelling at everybody?
Something edicts. It's like something edicts.
Warrior edicts?
No, it was. It's not that.
Are you going to get that jacked? I would love to see you that jacked.
Oh, like Ultimate Warrior jacked?
Yeah, dude. Like, there, why?
There's not enough human growth hormone that I could put in my body. And I'm doing it. And I'm doing the human growth hormone, okay? I'm doing it legally. Everything legally. Everything legal. With a prescription.
Yeah. You got one of our other producers in on it.
Jonathan. He's doing TRT now. Dude looks great.
He looks good. Yeah.
$1 million. I'm all about self-improvement. Now this chat room is messing with me.
Tandrew's
been slacking on the... I have been.
No, he said Tandrew hasn't been slacking on the sun.
I have been, though. I have been slacking.
You have a great tan,
Dostrosity. What is that? Dostrosity.
We can't read or talk today, guys.
No, I got a heart here on the bottom of my screen. You see this? I can't see what the ending is.
Destructity.
I don't know what it is.
Destruct City.
Just put it, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, put it on the screen. There we go.
Destrucity.
Destrucity.
Great.
Cadillac Carson says he's doing it illegally.
Well, that dude's got a great hat.
Classic.
So whatever.
Classic.
I love that we went from, we're talking about SummerSlam, and somehow we're back to fantasy booking the invasion.
Detrucity.
Destrucity.
No, Detrucity.
Detrucity.
Intercontinental.
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 Cody Solo, the finish would be Cody wins. Maybe a beatdown starts happening and Roman's chant music happens.
Ooh-ah.
The crowd goes nuts. He runs out. Paul Heyman is there commanding the Usos, the whole shebang.
Does Roman come back like wicked jacked?
I don't know. I hope so. I love that dude, man. What a handsome guy.
You know, handsome
dude.
Good looking dude. I got into a conversation with a few people, and they are, like, last week, and let me tell you, they're all adult men, and they're all about how everybody in WWE is wicked jack now.
Yo, everybody's like, so big.
Everybody, like, AJ Styles, dude.
I'm going to, and I don't know what anybody is doing, okay? I don't know if they are doing it naturally. I don't know if they're getting some sort of assistance, but there is nothing wrong with a little TRT and a little Samoralin to help you. Everybody, I'm going to tell you right now, everybody is doing BP157.
Can't read it right today.
BP157, okay? It's a peptide. It is used for muscle growth, but it's for like injuries.
Yeah,
you recover from injuries far faster. The recovery time between that, between Samoralin, between whatever other peptides they're doing, and the TRT and all the supplements, it's really easy to maintain.
Yeah,
I'm not jacked, but I look a lot better than I did last year. And all I'm doing is...
And you feel good.
And I feel freaking great. I got abs. I got, you know, I got my pecs look great.
You got like 9 abs. It's weird.
It's like weird. Yeah, it's not even. There's one right in the middle. And it glows. Uh-huh. I don't know what to do about it. That's part of the problem. That's a side effect.
Yeah. The 9th ab.
It's like the Total Recall thing.
Oh, like Quato.
Yeah.
You have a Quato.
I have a Quato. Yeah, I have a Quato. We did a Quato at the party.
Did we?
Yeah, that Ribera jacket makes you go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about something? Don't ever put on a Ribera jacket.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Those jackets make you go cuckoo. And I was crouching. Mm-hmm. I was screaming at people. I don't know what happened.
You put the belt on at one point?
I put the belt on at one point. I did, actually. So far for SummerSlam.
Where is that belt, by the way?
I put it away. Started hitting people with it.
Mm-hmm. A lot of chops.
A lot of chops happened.
Side note. Sunday morning when I took a shower, I did my morning workout. I come back. I take a shower. And I'm like, ooh, why is my chest so bruised?
Yeah. It's our buddy Kyle that was a wrestler was chopping everybody.
Everybody.
He was
chopping.
Teaching Jess a nice lockup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you miss the sequence we were doing?
We missed the whole thing. I missed it because our other producer was having a meltdown, and I decided to leave with him and take him to the train.
Oh, yeah. He was having a meltdown.
So,
yeah.
Not in a bad way. He was just like, he was done.
He was done.
He was done.
I gotta go.
Yeah. So like I,
you know, it's funny. I said, why don't you go home with Matt? Cause mm-hmm. they were going the same direction.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you're kicking me out. And like 20 minutes later, he's like, yeah, I'm dying.
Yeah. Well, cause they both got very, shall we say, they were both on cloud nine.
They were both on cloud.
Actually, they were on cloud 25.
Well, it was described about that person that that you're referring to. Yeah. One of them described this person as catnip, and it made him go crazy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting. So far for SummerSlam, 49,459 tickets distributed. Currently, the capacity is 55,667. There's 6,200 tickets available. I'm sure, obviously, just going to go over 50,000 people.
Yeah.
81 degrees, 50% chance of rain. Scattered showers in the afternoon, and the barometric pressure is dropping.
Can we get traffic on the ones?
And we got the traffic on the ones coming up. Earl, the Bell Parkway is backed up. Bumper-to-bumper gridlock alert on the GW. 45-minute delay on the upper and 35-minute on the lower.
So good.
Yeah. Julia announces her last match in Marigold will be August 19th. She's expected to join WWE right after. The next PLE is No Mercy in September. Can we see her at No Mercy?
Yeah, why not?
She's fantastic.
Oh, she's great, yeah.
She's fantastic.
This is all you, Andrew, by the way.
All right. The latest on the WBD media rights. I've been quiet because we're at, you know, the red zone, according to
the red zone.
Tony.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to list the facts here. Tony said a couple weeks ago that they were in the red zone. That is absolutely true. I've spoken to people at WBD. They're very close. This week, Tony, I don't know the timeline for this.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that Tony was going to Paris to meet with David Zaslav and a couple other WBD people for the Olympics, okay? I was told this a while ago.
Yes.
Sean, independently
Sean
from Fightful.
Sean, yeah.
I never spoke to him about this. He also reported the same thing.
Yes.
I don't know the timeline. I don't know if he went. I don't know if he's going. I don't know if he was there for a day. I don't know if he's there now. I don't know.
Mm.
But I do know that they really want this deal done.
Yeah.
Both sides. NBA rejected WBD's match for Amazon. Now this is going into a legal matter,
mm-hmm.
which they're probably going to get paid something from the NBA.
Right.
Because they had first rights. What does this mean for AEW? I don't think it means anything. I think the AEW deal is pretty close to finished. I do think this is interesting. Now, what elements are required here, right? You have the streaming element
mm-hmm.
for their archives. Obviously, we know that's going to be on Max because we already have the French version or European, I don't know if the European or the French version.
Right.
Of Max with AEW content on there.
Mm-hmm.
That is no, it didn't just happen. It wasn't right. happenstance exactly. that everybody's in Paris and now this thing is on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? I don't believe that's the case. I did find this very interesting. When Tony bought Ring of Honor,
mm-hmm.
there was a lot of discussions regarding what are you going to do with that product? Is it going to become a developmental brand?
Right.
Right? I had always suggested kill Dark and Dark Elevation,
mm-hmm.
make it AEW Ring of Honor, and that is your up-and-coming, hard-working group of guys
your
that are putting on Yeah, it's their NXT. Yeah, yeah, it's their developmental. It's their NXT. It's where you could have, you know, you showcase people that need more time showcasing.
Replace Dark with, you know, make that what Dark used to be.
And I thought that's the direction they were going. Yeah. I heard this many times. People had said, you know, does the Ring of Honor brand have any value? I'm not saying this as a wrestling fan. I'm saying this as, you know, like someone in TV would look at it. And the answer is no. It really doesn't have, I mean, what do you mean by value? Obviously, there is some value, but what do you mean by value? It doesn't really exist. I know that Tony was close to a CW deal. I don't know what kind of financial deal that would be.
Right.
But the far more valuable version of this is having the AEW name attached and making it into a show. WWE's been doing this with NXT. All their branding is WWE NXT. Mm-hmm. It's not NXT. Because it doesn't stand for anything, first of all. What the hell does NXT stand for? Next.
Right.
Next Wrestling.
Right.
So if you have AEW present Ring of Honor as a show, you could have a great one-hour program anywhere. You could have it on Max. It's still Ring of Honor. It could be a Max exclusive, so that would be a place where people would go.
Yes.
I don't know how many people are going to watch it. Is it going to be 50,000? Is it 100,000? Is it 25,000? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't have that metric. But Tony bringing this up now is not just a thought to a question.
Right, right, right.
It there's a reason why Tony's talking about this now. The same way how people started talking to me about simulcasting.
Right.
Tony's very much interested in simulcasting, much like how the NBA is on Max, to simulcast this.
That's Which would
not,
be awesome.
Listen, you know, a lot of times you dig and you find information. Other times people tell you things.
Right, right.
This was said to me by numerous people on both sides. So when that happens, I know that it's a discussion.
Yeah.
It's not just somebody's idea floating in the ether.
Which there are a lot of.
Which is a ton of. Again, I'm going to say this. I know that Garrett brought me up with Dave on Observer Radio on Friday, and I got a bunch of people asking me, hey, Garrett mentioned that you know the price right now being suggested. Garrett never said that.
Yeah.
Garrett said Andrew doesn't know the price. He's just heard what everybody else has heard. I really don't know the price. Yeah. I have no clue. According to Tony, it's a significant increase.
That's good for everybody.
That's what he has said. Yeah. Right now, they're looking at a significant increase. So what does this mean? I don't know. I think that I was told that they are out of the window of the exclusivity conversation. But according to Tony, they're not.
Interesting.
Okay. We'll find out. I think this is very interesting. Whatever we find out, it's going to be soon. I don't know what that means.
Soon could be 2 weeks. Soon could be 2 months.
I don't know. Maybe they announced it all in.
Yeah.
Maybe they. That's. But I mean, WWE never announces their deals.
No.
Like they don't. They don't go. We have signed back on with USA Network for you know X Men. They don't do that. Here's a question. I have a question. Do you think it could get done by All In, and All In will be on Max? I don't know.
That'd be cool as hell, though.
Do you know? Last year, that was very much discussed.
Yeah.
On how they're presenting All In. And a lot of that changed with pay-per-view rights and everything else. A lot of that changed. So, listen, the reality is WBD would love to be the home for their pay-per-views because they make money when you buy it on BR Live.
Right.
They split a revenue.
Yeah.
So, by having it on all these other services, it does affect the cost. So, maybe they turn around and they say, no, we're just going to put you on Max.
Yeah.
The problem is Max doesn't have pay-per-view streaming capabilities. They have streaming capabilities, obviously, but they don't have a pay-per-view functionality to it.
Now, would that be, from a technical standpoint, would that be more akin to the WWE streaming on Peacock?
Because
then you don't have to pay the extra for it and you just have it.
I think the thing about WWE was they have a much larger audience base. Yeah. So when you're Peacock or you're Netflix, right, because that's probably going to be the next home for their pay-per-views, you're looking at it as, look how many people are watching at this time.
Right.
There's a big difference between a million plus, like 3.5 million, almost 4 million people saw WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Versus 200,000 that watched All In.
Right.
You know, you're able to, for $200,000, I don't think, listen, just me. This is my opinion. I don't think that it's financially viable to miss out on a pay-per-view revenue. Mm-hmm. You've already conditioned your audience, about 100,000 to 200,000 people, depending, to pay every month of $50. Right. Almost, close every month. Ten times a year.
For sure.
So there's a financial tie-in here. It's not as simple as saying, oh, we're just going to put on Max and call it a day, and people will subscribe to Max to get this. Mm-hmm. Unless they add a separate tier, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, sign up for Max, pay $5 more a month, and get all your AEW pay-per-views.
Right.
But then you got to deliver every month.
Exactly.
You know, if you're giving this, if you're charging that way, then you got to do it every month. It's far more complex, these deals, than what anybody else thinks.
Oh, yeah.
Very complicated stuff.
It's not cut and dry.
We're here. We're at the end. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Announcements for Dynamite so far. This looks like a great card. Again, they have loaded these cards.
Fun card.
Hangman Page, Darby Allin. Great. This is the first time that they are wrestling.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
They've never faced each other in a singles match.
Years? Wow.
Never in a single. Will Ospreay, Lance Archer.
Great.
They've been building Lance as a monster on Collision, where he's just murdering everybody backstage.
Mm-hmm.
CMLL Women's Title Eliminator. Willow Nightingale, Chris Statlander. Do you feel that this should have been done in a more high-profile way for that match?
Yes and no.
Instead of an Eliminator match?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. I do think the arrival of Mercedes has taken away a lot of attention from these two. Even though Willow is a fan favorite.
Yeah.
You know?
By the way, guys, get your questions ready. We're going to answer your questions at the end of the show. If you want to be bumped to the top, hit us with a super chat. It helps pay for our producers.
You okay?
I'm dying. I'm crying.
My tum-tum. Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Tomohiro Ishii versus Rush, the Beast Mortos, and Roderick Strong. Great.
Do you like the name Tauros, or do you like the Beast Mortos better?
I like the Beast Mortos.
I kind of do.
Yeah. Danielson speaks. Hopefully, you know, he cuts like a kick-ass promo about winning the title.
I could smell this swerve stink all over this,
okay,
that he doesn't care for the title. This man has been possessed by the ring.
Yeah.
This is, and now he's like, whatever. He is not a guy to do whatever.
Yeah,
he knows that's damaging to his
thing,
you know? Like, the whole story is like, well, I'm leaving. I'm leaving my daughter. I'm leaving. He's not going to do it full time, but man, you know, put the freaking, it would be a disservice if he's never the AEW World Champion.
I agree with that 100%. I like your idea of doing a reverse Montreal on him.
Shut the lights and throw the belt on him and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, just some kind of schoolboy situation happening.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mercedes Moné and Camille will appear. That's what a great heavy. Did you see them at Comic-Con?
Yo, you know what? That Comic-Con stuff was great.
They, Mercedes came out as Poison Ivy and Camille came out as Bane. That's fantastic.
Very good
stuff. They look great.
And I have some notes about that.
And Tony Khan cut that promo saying that I believe it's All In. Britt Baker versus...
that's scheduled. That's going to happen at All In. I got to tell you, the Comic-Con panel that they did was very successful.
Yeah.
They announced their DC Comic partnership. Very cool.
Very cool.
And this, again, this is the wider net of being a WBD property.
Yes, exactly.
Being on, you know, you have these deep tie-ins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying that this is going to work out or this is a brilliant plan, but this is an advantage over WWE.
Yeah, for sure.
WWE does not have a Marvel tie-in.
Right.
Right? And again, I'm not saying that this is a great add-on, but the fact that they can.
Yes.
The fact that they have this weird tie-in with Adult Swim, which is their key demo,
right,
which is their exact demo. The DC, you know, doing something with DC is, again, it's another add-on to their marketing.
Yeah.
It's another addition. These are things that take time to do. Should they have done this from the beginning? Sure. I do think so. But again, this is partnerships that take time and confidence take time. That Reebok partnership is a big deal. You know, we're seeing these things fall into place. Either it's their marketing department has grown, which it has. Mm-hmm. They've made some major changes to the corporate back end that's helping with this.
Yeah.
Or it's just time. You know, time is now playing out and people have more confidence in the product.
Yep. It's cool stuff. I feel like they should have pulled the trigger on that DC thing a couple years ago because they were hinting at it.
Yeah.
As far as Marvel and WWE goes, I think I've said this a million times. When Disney decides to buy
WWE
that's when we're going to get Roman Reigns showing up
in the Marvel U.
In a Wolverine comic.
he could have been a Wolverine in that movie.
Yeah, could have been a Wolverine. Also, Wolverine Deadpool, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mariah May also has a sit-down interview with Renee Paquette.
All right, cool.
Cool. You want to quickly do G1 standings, or do you want to recap the Ring of Honor show?
Let's do G1 standings, and then this is as of the 29th.
Yeah, so Evil is ahead now, 10 points, in A block. Zack Sabre Jr., 8 points. Gabe Kidd, 6. Shota Umino, 6. Takagi, 4. Caleb Newman, 4. Sonata, 4. Tetsuya Naito, 4. Great Okan, 2. And Jake Lee, 2.
Yeah.
B block, Yuya Yamura, 6 points. Takeshita, 6 points.
The new King of Strong style.
Yeah.
Takeshita.
Kanishita.
Kanishita? I would love a Kanishita.
that would be a good in-ring, in-ring name.
Yeah. His mother's Jewish. His father's Japanese. Kanishita.
Takeshita, 6 points. I think he's going to go all the way. Hanari, 4 points. Renarita, 4. Jeff Cobb, 4. Goto, 4. Oleg Bolton, 4. Dave Finley, 4. Yotasuji, 2, and El Phantasmo, 2, ELP.
Yeah.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Wild and wacky stuff.
All in so far. Hey, guys, get your questions ready. Submit them in the chat. We will do our best to answer them. AEW World Championship Swerve Strickland against Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson. Tony Storm, Mariah May for the AEW Women's Championship. AEW American Championship. MJF, Will Ospreay. We don't know the stipulations to this match, but he did take that other title out of the trash. Yes. So, maybe do a ladder match. We'll see. AWTBS Championship, Mercedes Moné versus Britt Baker.
Great.
All right. So far, by the way, this is as of the 22nd. There's 9,000 tickets available. The current setup is 51,000. There's 42,155 tickets distributed for this show.
Great. You want to jump into questions?
Let's do Q&A, boys and girls.
We're going to do a Q&A, and then we're going to get out of here, folks. So line them up. This is from Glassdoor Gamer. Thank you for the super chat. Hangman Okada was teased at Blood and Guts. Yes.
Yes. So that was a very interesting tease.
I'm down with it. I don't think they have wrestled since
Japan.
Hangman was in New Japan.
So you know what? That's a great all-in match.
Yeah.
Great all-in match. And it makes sense, right? It makes total sense. And I do like, this is something that is very unique to what they are doing, okay? These secondary titles are not on the up-and-comings anymore.
Right, right.
They're putting all these secondary titles on key people.
Yes.
And again, this has to do with building the lineage.
Right.
You know, the prestige of a title. You have all these titles, and everybody says it doesn't mean anything. But that international title is on, you know, on a main player.
Yeah. Arguably the greatest pro wrestler of the last 10 years.
Oh, you're talking about Ospreay. Yeah, now it's on MJF. Yeah. You know, another top contender. Went from Ospreay to him. Yeah. The Continental title.
That's what I was talking about,
Okada. Oh, the Continental. I'm sorry, yes. Continental title. Now it's on one of the greatest of all time. Your tag titles are on one of the greatest tag teams.
Yeah.
Your TBS title is on arguably one of the best women's wrestlers of that era. Tony Storm, another fantastic world champion. You have put every title strategically on key people.
Yep.
That matters. I don't know if it's going to matter in a year, but that matters, especially if you are telling the story of Hangman Page against Okada for a title. It has to mean something.
Yes.
I like Absolutely. That it all means something.
And also... I do think, for some reason, I feel like Hangman's going to screw Danielson out of that title at Wembley because he wants it for himself.
I hope he gets it.
Danielson.
Yeah. I do.
Let's see. Brian Knight, any new updates on Ricky Starks, Megan Bain, Lashley, and Wardlow?
I have no update. Lashley's very interesting. Could he go to AEW?
I want to see him in New Japan, to be honest.
He could do TNA. I mean, he could do TNA, but there's no money there.
Yeah. He was in TNA for a little
while.
He was.
Right? He was like, he had all the titles. Remember that?
Yeah.
Him and MVP both. I know that they want to put together that group, you know, with Shelton. I don't know, whatever they would call it. The business.
Yeah, sure. NXT Bobby Lashley.
Listen, Leo Rush is in NXT in AEW now.
There you go.
You could have them. You could have Leo Rush still be the hype man. Yeah. The reunion. I would love to see Lashley do something. I don't know how he fits in the AEW bubble.
Yeah.
He's tremendous. He's very impressive. Does it matter? I don't know.
Yeah.
Wardlow, I have no idea where he is. Ricky, I have no idea where he is. Megan, I have no idea. I am going to reach out about Megan, though.
Yeah. Cadillac Carson, do you think we get Dom versus Rhea in a match?
I don't think so.
I think those days are over.
I think, but that would be, I mean, she would have to whip his butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, really, just, it doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
Rhea's impressive, but she's not as big as you think. She's 5'7".
She's 5'7", but she comes across gigantic on TV.
Her presence is just someone that's 6 feet tall, but, you know, she's so fantastic. She really is.
Here's an interesting money question.
Yeah.
From Paul Anthony Moss. What is that noise? Are you on the run right now?
Nobody could hear him, though.
Oh, okay.
The only ones.
What do you think the $1.275 million tax credit from Cleveland to AEW is ultimately for? A future pay-per-view?
I think WWE got the same exact amount also.
Hmm.
So I just think it's running that, you know, it's write-offs.
Yeah.
You run it there. I don't know if this has to do with, like, their filming incentive. You know, you film a television product in Cleveland, you get a tax break. Florida does that. Georgia does that. I didn't see. I saw Brandon Thurston put something out yesterday. I didn't deep dive it. But to me, it looks like it's pretty standard issue stuff. You know, you run shows in a area. And you're eligible for whatever maximum credit that they're giving you, tax credit they're giving you for bringing business there. So it's most likely that. How many times did they run Cleveland last year? I don't remember.
I want to say quite a few times.
Maybe someone in the chat has that.
It's from Ace Shock. What do you make of the 3-hour pre-show to SummerSlam that is counter-programming Collision?
Isn't Collision going on early?
Yeah, but then you have a 3-hour...
Yeah, yeah, no, but Collision moved, so I don't know. Those pre-shows, it's nothing. It's just them talking for 3 hours in front of the stadium, like an ESPN game, you know, college football.
Let's see. This is who would you pick to? There's from Brian Knight. Who would you pick to dethrone Roxanne Perez, Julia, or Stephanie Vaquer?
Oh, that's good.
You know,
either one would be good.
You know what I would do? Yeah. I would, if she's ready to go, I would introduce Stephanie Vaquer first.
I think Stephanie definitely first, but I don't know if she's challenging for that title.
I think have her beat Roxanne Perez and then move the program to Julia.
Okay. That's cool, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you see a new four horsewomen in NXT? Julia, Stephanie, Delta, and maybe Jordan Grace by 2025?
You know, I think they're all fantastic. There's a lot of... Stephanie impressed a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
So does Julia. Jordan Grace really established. I mean, listen, that may be the next crop, you know, of top tier women coming into that company. Very well could be. They're not homegrown.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So I don't know how much that matters, but it is interesting to see all these people end up there.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure.
The Stephanie Vaquer stuff is. That's a story nuts. And a half on its own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think also everybody talks to each other in the business, you know?
Yeah, they're all helping each other. They don't care. This tribalism between, like, oh, AEW versus, you know, whatever, that does not exist with the talent. The talent knows how important it is to have an alternate out there. Nobody sees it as we got to kill the competition.
Exactly.
Nobody really ever saw that in the history of wrestling, even in the WCW days. Mm-hmm. Except for the highest paid people, they were more vigilant at that. But really, everybody knows the importance of having another option out there.
Well, Ethan Page is a great example. He is a great example of somebody who was floundering and not on TV. And then all of a sudden, big time debut for NXT, is the NXT champion now.
Yeah.
because he has a system behind him that works.
Yeah, and Ethan Page has worked really hard for years. I mean, we used to see him in Evolve all the time and killing Darby Allin.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, throwing him into the post. Interesting though.
This is from Lucas or Luke. Where do you think Pac ends up in the All In card?
You know, him and Ricochet would be fun.
Him and Ricochet would be fun. I think he needs a high profile match.
I don't know who that would be.
I think he needs a belt. I think he needs a match for a belt at that show. Pac Okada?
I would know. I think Okada is going to be
Hangman.
Yeah, but he has to be on that show.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know where.
I do also think you get the return of Jamie Hayter.
Jamie, that would be fantastic if she comes back for that.
Nubenco, will the women's War Games match be Damage Control versus Sonya Deville and her group? I feel like that's what all signs are pointing to, right?
Right now it is. Yeah. But I don't know. A lot could happen by then. One injury could derail that whole thing. I don't know. That makes a lot of sense, though.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Should TK start resigning key talent, or is he thinking to sign Ricochet and maybe members of the Hurt Biz?
Ricochet would be a great asset to them.
Yeah.
I don't know how far the Hurt business would help them with TV and talent.
Mm-hmm.
It just really depends on if you could create a captivating story for these people. I think Ricochet has a really good program to do with Will Ospreay. Wherever we go with this, I think that would be a tremendous program for them. And it would help elevate Ricochet by being on par with, you know, the greatest wrestler of this generation, whatever you want to call it.
I think he gets introduced in a different way. I think he gets introduced by Ospreay to help him.
Maybe. Okay. He brings him in as a tag team. They could do that too.
Which would be awesome.
Which would be great too. I think obviously for him, it has to be presented perfectly for Ricochet.
Absolutely.
This is his second chance.
Yes.
You know, in WWE, he came at a very unique time, and he did great in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to the main roster, and that was it.
Yeah. Let's see. If Brian Cage is AEW Wolverine, who is WWE Wolverine? Is it Logan Paul?
Logan Paul.
Womp womp.
Who is WWE Wolverine?
WWE
CM Punk.
CM Punk. Yeah,
he's a Wolverine.
It's definitely CM Punk. He's a Wolverine.
Yeah, he's a Wolverine.
For sure.
That was easy.
Oh.
He wishes he had the claws. Do you know how many times he gets, like, when he was, like, in his peak rage, he would go in the mirror and just go like this and try to get it to come out?
This is from Brian Knight. In your opinion, will Phoenix and Penta hit free agency? If so, are they a package deal? I think they're a package deal.
Yeah.
I could see them in NXT.
No, I see them on the main. I see Penta on the main roster.
Yeah?
Yeah.
WWE main roster?
Yeah,
you don't see them as a tag team on NXT?
No.
Really?
No.
Interesting. Okay.
He's been around a long time.
He's been around a long time. I really thought they were going to put the belt on him a couple of years ago in AEW.
I think in the early days, that would have been a great argument. But, you know, things fall into different places. It's interesting how that happens.
Let's see. Is ROH going to be on TV under the AEW brand?
Because I've heard this so many times that, you know, that is an option. You present it as AEW presents Ring of Honor, AEW Ring of Honor as a show. Much like NXT, and it would actually help them. I think Tony bringing it up really was not just a random thought. That was strategically said because that's something that probably is discussed. If you are going to put this as an exclusive on Max, which it should be, what a great freaking way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what a great way to do it. How do you watch Ring of Honor? How does anybody watch Ring of Honor? I know the answer, but I'm asking that because most people would not know.
Mm-hmm.
And that says everything.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. You were right. It exists, but it doesn't exist.
I know how I watch it.
Upside down in your hyperbaric chamber.
Upside down like a bat.
This is from Belle. Do you think Roxanne finally gets called up to the main roster when she drops the NXT women's title to Julia or Stephanie? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. This is a funny one. This is from Kate. Hello, Kate. What hair product does Rich use? I'm over Zarian's. No product. It's called taking a shower and using a comb.
You know
mine
is, right?
That's it.
You know mine is?
Oh, yeah.
I glue it on. This comes right off. And there's a mannequin right there. Mm-hmm. And it has my Tuesday piece, my Wednesday piece, my Thursday piece. Just pop them right off and put it on.
Sunday's a mohawk. It looks awesome.
Oh, yeah. Sunday's a mohawk. And then sometimes I do the mullet, and I do one of those.
I would love, how much would it cost to get you in a mullet?
I can't mess with the hair.
If you were just like, you know what, I'm just going to grow the back out.
I'm contractually obligated to this hair.
I think you'd look great in a mullet.
You think so?
I think so.
And like the Dominic mustache?
No, same beard, but just like...
Should I grow like the big, like dad Middle Eastern mustache?
I would love to see that.
I think you could do that for a while. But like the big thick one.
With the curls at the end?
Shot Khan one?
Oh, yeah. That's what I want. I want to see that. And a mullet.
Here we go.
The mullets are back, dude.
Oh, Jesse Ventura is back, by the way. Totally forgot about that.
Oh, doing what?
He's back in WWE.
For real?
You missed it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him and he did a tweet saying, "Hey, CM Punk, hell is frozen over. I'm back too," or something like that.
Oh, wow. Let's see. What else do we got here?
Do a couple more, and I got to get out of here.
If Ricochet goes to AEW, does he debut as face or heel? I think he comes in as face, helps Ospreay, and then joins the Callis family and becomes a heel.
Oh, my God. What if he is part of the Callis family? You know what? Ricochet. I am into that.
Yeah. Heel Ricochet. Big time.
You piece of crap. You left me behind. You have all this success while I died in New York.
I think I would love to see him just cut really angry effing promos.
Yeah. Love it.
Does Raquel align herself with Dom and Liv? Interesting.
I never even thought about that. But that's interesting.
If the Lucha Bros go to WWE, they would have to be on the main roster.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I feel like NXT belts and then put them on the main.
I don't think there's enough time for I think Phoenix, yes, you could do that with. Also, they're not going to leave to go. Hey, listen, unless they're building that CW show and they're throwing a lot of money at these guys to say like, "Hey, listen, we need some flagship people. We're on the CW now." So let's build it up with some people that are recognizable. I don't know. They could do that, too.
Oh, here's a great question.
Yeah.
I think we should end on this one.
Yeah.
Do you think, this is from Sports Today, do you think WWE can sell out two nights of SummerSlam starting in 2026 with over 50,000 tickets paid or more like a WrestleMania?
I think they can. Today. If we're talking about WWE and their momentum today, I 100% think they can. Yeah. Listen, that company is all about maximizing on revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, man, a lot of this is travel business, too. People are flying to these shows.
Right?
You fly in for a Saturday. Are you willing to stay another day? Yeah, you are. You're already there. So that alleviates some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very possible. I think very much they could do two nights as of today. I don't know what it's going to look like in 2026. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. They could take a dump. 24 months is a very long time, especially in the world of wrestling. We see the turnarounds happening. Go from AEW in 2021 to AEW in 2023. Yeah. A lot changed.
A whole lot changed. Now, for me personally, two nights of SummerSlam sounds way more fun than two nights of WrestleMania.
Because it's the summer.
Summertime. Yeah.
Summertime. It's a little different.
Like the party. Yeah. Drink beers all day.
I am not a two-night fan, personally.
Okay.
I like one night. Mm-hmm. Give me the best of the best. And we're done. Good. And you know what? You can save all the other stuff for something else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we done?
I think we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
All right, boys and girls. Thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast. We'll be back next week. Hey, if you like Rich and Andrew action, I would recommend check out Matt Men Podcast. Fridays, it is wrestling adjacent. Mm-hmm. We talk about wrestling, but we talk about everything else that's going on, including all the crazy stuff that happened at my party on Saturday.
Ooh, we're going to put that on the paywall.
That has to go on our show. It is too naughty for Fightful in the morning. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about it and a whole lot more. Guys, follow me on Twitter, @AndrewZan. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich, and the Matt Men Podcast you can follow. And we'll be back next week on Beyond the Bell. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.